When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about hurricanes and cones and maps and a whole bunch of things that seem really out of season right now because the Atlantic hurricane season doesn't start till June. It is out of season, but it's because the National Hurricane Center is conducting a little experiment. They're going to be making a change this year and just trying to get people ready for it. Okay, so what are they doing? Normally, you have probably seen it before. The cone of uncertainty, I guess is what they call it. I think most Floridians call it the cone of doom. It's that map you see plastered all over the internet anytime there's a hurricane. And it has the little cone that comes out and then a circle at the end, and then some years there's like a Sharpie that comes along and moves it, that thing. That's the map that's put out by the National Hurricane Center. It does a pretty good job of providing information, but it's lacking, and the National Hurricane Center knows this. The thing is, they have tons of information. Just tons and tons and tons of information, and they could provide a bunch to the public. They don't, because realistically, the public can't handle it. The public can't handle that much information. If you give people in a stressful situation too much information, it leads to decision paralysis, and they can't decide what to do, which means they may not leave when they need to. So the National Hurricane Center has tried for years to strike a balance between providing the information that is helpful and not overloading people. They have determined that the American people are capable of handling a little bit more information, as long as it's color-coded. The new maps, the ones that you will start seeing this year as part of this experiment, they will include additional information about whether or not you will experience hurricane conditions or tropical storm conditions further inland. Because right now you just have like the color coding along the coast and then the cone. You will get color coding moving further inland. And hopefully that will help make people, it'll help people make decisions better. Because things are changing. Traditions are changing. Normal patterns are not the same. There was a time when if you were north of Highway 90 in the Panhandle, you didn't have to worry about anything unless it was a huge hurricane. And even if it was a huge hurricane, you could expect it to drop a category or two during that time period. That's not the case anymore. So this is a way to provide better information in an easily digestible fashion to the public. Undoubtedly, people are going to complain about it because it's a change and humans are reluctant to change. And I'm sure there will be complaints because, you know, there's more colors. And I'm sure the National Hurricane Center has gone woke. From where I'm standing, it's useful information that might help people overcome that indecision that occurs when it's, do we need to leave or not? Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.